please everyone put your cell phones on silent mode. Open your cell phone back home. Praise you, Vajreshu, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, Bhagavati Uttama Shloke, Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki, Krishnaya Vasudevaya, Deviki Nandanaya cha Nandagopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 4. Chapter is entitled Hiranyakashipu Terrorizes the Universe. Text number 41. Please repeat after me. Kvachit utpula kastushnehan. Kvachit utpula kastushnehan. Aste samsparsha nirvitaha. Aste samsparsha nirvitaha. Haspanda panayananda. Haspanda panayananda. Sarva nirvitekshanaha. Salila me yukeshanaha. Kvachit upalakas kushneham. Astin samsparsha nirvitaha. Aspanda panayananda. Salila me yukeshanaha. Vachit utpula kastushnehan. Aste samsparsha nirvitaha. Aspanda panayananda. Salila nirikshanaha. Please chant. Vachit utpula kastushnehan. Aste samsparsha nirvitaha. Aspanda parayananda. Sarila nirikshanaha. Vachit utpula kastushnehan. Aste samsparsha nirvitaha. Aspanda panayananda. Sarva nirikshanaha. Kvachit utpula kastushnehan. आस्ते संस्पर्श निर्वृता स्पंद प्रणयानंद कदाचित sometimes Utpulakaha with the hairs of his body standing on end, Vushnim completely silent, Haste remains Samsparsha Nivritaha, feeling great joy by contact with the Lord. Haspanda, steady, pranaya ananda, due to transcendental bliss from a relationship of love. Salila, filled with tears, Amilita, half closed, Ikshanaha, whose eyes, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation, sometimes feeling the touch of the Lord's lotus hands, He became spiritually jubilant and remained silent, his hairs standing on end, and tears gliding down from his half-closed eyes because of his love for the Lord. Please repeat after me. Sometimes feeling the touch of the Lord's lotus hands, He became spiritually jubilant and remained silent, his hairs standing on end, and tears gliding down from his half-closed eyes because of his love for the Lord. When a devotee feels separation from the Lord, he becomes eager to see where the Lord is. And sometimes, when he feels pangs of separation, tears flow incessantly from his half-closed eyes. As stated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shikshastika, Yugayitam Nimeshena Chakshusha Pravashayitam. The words Chakshusha Pravashayitam refer to tears falling incessantly from the devotee's eyes. These symptoms, which appear in pure devotional ecstasy, were visible in the body of Prahlad Maharaj. Kvachit utpulakastu shrim aste samsparsha evitaha aspanda pranayananda salila nivitekshana. Om Jnana Chunandasya Yunanjana Shalakaya Chakshur Nihitam Jena Asmai Shri Guru Namaha Shri Chaitanya Amravishtam Shtaputam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Padamayam Padati Spa Padam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yukta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sarvajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Ritam Tam Sujivam Sarvekam Sarvadukam Parijana Sahikam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhandukamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tata Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Trivyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyakevacha Patitanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Paschacha Deshakarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Guru Mukta Murti Vaichara Mangal Langayate Vyam Yat Kripa Tamaham Mande Shri Guru Dina Karanam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Nishwaram Hare Krishna. So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 4. Chapter is entitled Hiranyakashipu Terrorizes the Universe. And we're reading from text 41. Before I begin to speak, I would like to take the blessings of all the senior devotees and all the devotees, especially His Holiness Bhakti Gaur Narayan Maharaj, and also His Grace Brajahari Prabhu, and all the devotees that are present. I beg you, Kripaya, Aap Sab Asirwad, DGA. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. Please give me your blessings that I can speak for my own purification. Thank you. I'm a little nervous speaking in front of Maharaj, so I especially require my deepest blessings. Thank you, Hare Krishna. So in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we are hearing about the glories of Prahlad Maharaj. And Prahlad Maharaj, as a Mahabhagavat devotee, is displaying the deepest and most expansive and highest levels of devotional ecstasy. He's displaying the eight symptoms of devotion, devotional ecstasy, or astasattika bhav. These are expressed in the most advanced devotees. They should not be imitated, and they should not be exhibited. And as devotees expand their devotional service more and more, these ecstasies will manifest as a deeper commitment and dedication
to Krishna consciousness. This is the proper demonstration of devotional ecstasies for us. A deeper commitment to the mission of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Pritivite achayata nabharadi gram sarvatra prachar hoi behimoranam.
The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has declared that his holy name will be heard and sung in every town and village of the world. So for us, we should endeavor to develop this devotional ecstasy of becoming deeply committed to the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada and the spreading of the holy names to every town and village of the world. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And this may culminate in some devotees by fully committing themselves to the mission and traveling and preaching Krishna consciousness in the mood of the Parivraja Acharya by taking sannyas. And today we are celebrating the most auspicious day of Vishwarup Mahotsava. Some explain that Vishwarup Mahotsava is the day that Vishwarup, the brother of Lord Chaitanya, took sannyas. And this is also a very, very auspicious day for us because this is the day when Srila Prabhupada took sannyas. Srila Prabhupada ki. So the ecstasy in separation is higher than that in union. And feeling this mood of ecstasy, Srila Prabhupada took sannyas. And following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada, we may also aspire in that direction. His Holiness Bhakti Gaura Narayan Maharaj is sitting here as a wonderful example for all of us that we can also aspire to follow in his footsteps, follow in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada and our Acharya, and one day take sannyas. This is a wonderful section of Srimad Bhagavatam. We're hearing about the external manifestations of ecstasy of Prahlad Maharaj. Sometimes he's loudly calling out to the Lord in anxiety. Sometimes he loses his shyness in jubilation and begins dancing in ecstasy. The other day I was at Mir Road temple opening. Who here has visited the new Mir Road Islam temple, Sri Sri Radhagiri Dhari Mandir? Have you visited? If you have not visited, please visit. It's so beautiful temple. So I was asked to lead the kirtan during one of the artiks, and we were singing and dancing. And many of the devotees were sitting and playing instruments and chanting. So I reached down to one of my friends to lift him up to dance. But he was too shy. He was so shy he would not stand up. So sometimes devotees are shy. They don't want to dance. So sometimes Prahlad Maharaj was shy. He did not want to dance. But sometimes his ecstasy would be so much that he would immediately stand up and start dancing and chanting, Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
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 Hare Hare!
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And sometimes his Vishnu Smaranam was so intense, remembering Krishna, that he would feel himself one with the Lord, and he would begin enacting the leelas, the pastimes of the Lord. Just like Lord Nityananda Prabhu with his friends in Ekachakragram, they would act out the different pastimes of the Lord, Putana, Krishna killing Putana, and Krishna killing Trinavarta, and so many other leelas. So sometimes Prahlad Maharaj, he would act out these different leelas. And he would imitate the different pastimes of the Lord. In today's verse, we are hearing continued ecstatic symptoms of Prahlad Maharaj. Kvachit upulakas tusnim. Sometimes kvachit upulakas, upulakas, the hairs of his body would stand on end. And tushnim, sometimes he would become tushnim, completely silent. Tushnim, tushnim. It worked. Good. Okay. Aste samsparsha nivritaha. Aste, he remains tushnim, completely silent. Aste, aste, tushnim, remain completely silent. Sometimes samsparsha. Samsparsha means touch. Samsparsha nivritaha. He would, by steady contact with the Lord, he would feel great joy by samsparsha, by contacting the Lord. Because we hear how Lord Nrisimhadev, after killing Hiranyakashipu and sitting on the throne of Indra, how Prahlad was given a garland and told, you go garland Hiranyakashipu. So Prahlad goes and offers the garland to Lord Nrisimhadev. And Nrisimhadev pats Prahlad on the head. And Srila Sanatan Goswami explains in Brihad Bhagavatam Rita that just like a lion cub, a lioness will lick her lion cub out of affection, that Lord Nrisimhadev was licking Prahlad Maharaj out of affection. So feeling the touch of Lord Nrisimhadev, his hot or jiva, his tongue, then Prahlad Maharaj just went into complete joy, complete ecstasy. How would you feel if Lord Nrisimhadev was licking you? Probably greatly ecstatic. Some of us may be afraid. Myself, I'm a demon, so I would feel afraid. But Prahlad was in ecstasy. Aspanda pranayananda, that aspanda, steady, that due to the transcendental love from this steady relationship with the Lord, that because of his relationship with Krishna, Prahlad Maharaj was just feeling ever-expanding love. Anandam Bhurivardhanam, that the love of the Lord is compared to an ever-expanding ocean of bliss. That the ocean of bliss of the love of Krishna, it has no shore. Like if we go on Juhu Beach, we see there's a beach and people are doing all kinds of things on the beach. They're running, they're walking. Prahlad, then Prabhupada used to walk every day on Juhu Beach. And last night our Harinam Sankirtan party was on Juhu Beach chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the ocean, that's the Arabian Sea. So the Arabian Sea, that ocean has a shore, that's the beach. But Anandam Bhurivardhanam, that ocean has no shore. There's no beach. And that ocean is just expanding continuously in all directions. And there's no ocean floor. The ocean of love of God is expanding downwards also. And there's no sky. The ocean of love of God is expanding skywards also in all directions. Anandam Bhurivardhanam. And this is expressed to us. We can experience one glimpse of this through the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And the last line of today's shloka, Salila Milite Kshanaha, that Salila, Salila means filled with tears, and Amilita, Amilita means half closed. Prahlad Maharaj's eyes, they were half closed. Ikshanaha, his eyes, Ikshanaha, they were half closed and they were filled with tears. This is the love and ecstatic symptoms of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj ki jai! In today's purport, Srila Prabhupada quotes from the Shikshastakam prayers. He quotes, Yugayitam nimeshena chakshusha pravishayitam shunyayitam jadat sarvam govinda virahena me. So out of virahena, out of feelings of separation, the devotee's eyes, yugayitam, that one moment of separation from the Lord can feel like 12 years or more. And as a result of this separation, tears are pouring from the eyes like torrents of rain. So Prahlad Maharaj is exhibiting this in today's shloka. This is due to his feelings of separation and even feeling sometimes of sambhog, of contact with the Lord. As we hear in today's shloka, some sparsh, due to the Lord's contact with him. Now sometimes, feelings of separation and feelings of some vogue, contact, some sparsh, they can merge. Like recently, we hear on Radhastami, that Lord Krishna was sitting with Srimati Radharani, and they were experiencing love, feelings of ecstasy in some vogue. And Madhu Mangal was also there. And then one Brahmar, one bee came. And the bee was hovering around Srimati Radharani's lotus feet, which are like Kamal Padma, very soft lotus flowers. So Krishna wanted to chase the bee away, so Srimati Radharani would not be disturbed. So then Krishna asked Madhu Mangal, you chase away the bee. And then Madhu Mangal, very enthusiastically, he began chasing the bee to a far away place. And he came back and he said, Madhu is gone! Madhu is gone! Madhu will never return! Madhu is a name for bee. Madhu, sweet like honey. But Srimati Radharani also was thinking Madhu is a name for Krishna, because Krishna is also sweet. And Krishna is Madhusudana. He's the killer of the Madhu demon. So Srimati Radharani, although Krishna was right next to her, she began to contemplate what would it be if Krishna was not here. And she became so hysterical, so much in anxiety, that she began to weep and weep and weep, tears of ecstasy. And Krishna was saying, I'm here, I'm right with you. And then seeing her love, she also began to cry tears of ecstasy. And their tears merged and filled the kund with, they were by the side of Prem Sarova. And Prem Sarova was filled with the tears of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. So this is an example of how sambhog and vipralamba can sometimes practically merge. Sometimes the ecstasy of separation, vipralamba, and the ecstasy of union, sambhog, they can merge together and create more and more ecstasy in the hearts of the devotee. So sometimes Prahlad Maharaj is feeling ecstasy and separation, and sometimes he's feeling ecstasy in union, like we hear in today's verse where it is said, samsparsha nirvitaha, that samsparsha nirvitaha, he's feeling great joy upon contact with the Lord. So he's exhibiting these ecstatic symptoms, yugayitam nimeshena chakshu pravishayitam, tears are pouring from his eyes like torrents of rain. So we see this astasattvika bhav exhibition from time to time in the lives of our great acharyas. Yesterday was Srila Nam Acharya Haridas Thakur's disappearance day. And we heard that Leela Bahut Bahut Sundar so beautifully explained by His Holiness Bhakti Guru Narayan Maharaj. Shri Shri Gaur Nithai Ki Jai. Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ji Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Rasadi Hari Ji Lalita Vishaka Devi Ki Jai. So there was one leela of Srila Namacharya Haridas Thakur where he's in the marketplace and he sees a snake charmer. You know, snake charmer? There's a sump and the snake charmer, he can chant mantras by which the snake bite can be, the poison can be neutralized. And sometimes these snake charmers, they're so much in contact with these snake mantras that the snake god will enter into the body of the snake charmer. So he had chanted these mantras and there was some music going on. You know, sometimes they play shanai and drums when doing the snake charming. Like this, so the music is going and the snake god is entered into the body of the snake charmer and he's doing his snake dance and he's coming into the bhav of Krishna is dancing on Kaliya. So there's something called Uttapadi that it's causing him to remember. So Haridas Thakur, seeing the snake charmer dancing in the mood of Kaliya, is remembering Krishna dancing on Kaliya. And then Haridas Thakur goes completely into ecstasy. Haridas Thakur, to the great pleasure and joy of all the people in the marketplace, Haridas Thakur starts to dance in ecstasy, loudly chanting the holy names.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare.
Chakshusha Pravishayatam, tears are flowing from his eyes, his hairs are standing on end, he's rolling on the ground, he's getting up, he's dancing, he's experiencing all eight ecstatic symptoms, and then he falls stunned on the ground and not moving at all. Unconscious, and all the people are giving him so much respect. Nearby, there was one Hindu, one Brahmana, and he was thinking, look, Haridas is a Muslim, and he's doing all these things, and the people are giving him so much respect. I am a Hindu, I am a Brahmana. If I do these things, think how much people will respect me. So he began also dancing and rolling on the ground and putting some chili in his eyes. So tears will come. And then he fell on the ground and he pretended that he was unconscious. So seeing this, the snake charmer, he could recognize that this person is only a pretender. He's only a cheat. So he took a stick and began beating this man. The guy, the Brahmana got up, stop, 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 and he went running away. So he chased him away. So we see that genuine symptoms of ecstatic love in great Mahabhagavats like Prahlad Maharaj and Haridas Thakur. However, this should not be imitated. We should not, with the idea of getting some cheap adoration or respect, imitate the ecstatic symptoms of the great souls. This is called sahajya, or taking things cheaply. And even we see that sometimes Srila Prabhupada would exhibit ecstatic symptoms, becoming stunned on the Vyasasan, or crying tears, but always Prabhupada would immediately wipe away the tears and compose himself and continue his devotional service. Or once he became stunned on the Vyasasan, out of embarrassment, he got up and left. Because our acharyas don't want to exhibit these symptoms so that people will imitate them. So we should be very, very hidden and careful if these symptoms manifest. This is very important. So even we see in Nectar of Devotion, Daruka was fanning Lord Krishna with chamara. And he went into so much ecstasy that tears were coming from his eyes. But he was thinking, what? These tears are coming. they're getting in the way of my service to Krishna. So he was unhappy that the ecstatic symptoms were coming, because the service comes first. This is the mood. We don't want to enjoy ecstatic symptoms. We want to be the servant of the servant of the servant. Anyabhilasita shunyam jnana karma anavratam anakulyena krishnanu shiranam bhaktir uttama. That we should only serve Krishna in anukul, a favorable way, without desiring anything for ourselves. No desire for a fruit of activity or of karma or jnana. Nothing for ourselves. Everything for Krishna. And sometimes ecstatic symptoms can even come in the way of our service. So we see this an example. Recently I was with one ISKCON guru, sannyasi, and we're in a big kirtan in Sri Vrindavan Dham. And the kirtan was going on, and it was such a beautiful kirtan. And I was playing kartel, standing next to this devotee. And tears started coming from the devotee's eyes. And the devotee noticed, and immediately he wiped his eyes, and he was hoping that no one saw. He immediately wiped his eyes. He did not want to demonstrate to others his feelings of ecstasy. So these are very private ecstasies, especially because we are preaching movement. Yadyagar charti shreshtas tattad evatara janaha saya pramanam kurute lokastad anuvartate. Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, whatever action a leader performs, the common men will follow. So if we're a preaching leader, and in one sense all of us are leaders, we're all setting example. If we exhibit ecstatic symptoms, then others may also try to imitate. So we should not exhibit any ecstatic symptoms if we are fortunate enough to feel those emotions. The way we should exhibit our ecstatic symptoms, as I mentioned earlier, is by expressing our continued and expanded dedication to the preaching movement of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya. By demonstrating, by our personal example, our desire to preach and assist in the preaching of Krishna consciousness, the globalization, the spreading of the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Temple devotees can express, those who are living in the temple, ashram, temple devotees, can express this ecstasy by setting an excellent example of good sadhana, of maintaining a very powerful morning program, so that the grahastas in the community and even on the internet, because everything we do now in today's day and age is on television, is on the internet. We should set a very exemplary standard of sadhana, coming from Mangal Arati, dancing and chanting in ecstasy and chanting japa very nicely, very attentively, and attending all programs. This will be a very inspiring example for our grahastha community, our vanaprastha community. And the sannyasis can set a very good example by traveling and preaching and giving this message of Krishna consciousness everywhere they go. The grahasthas can set a good example by also coming to the temple, doing whatever sadhana they can in the association of devotees, inviting devotees to their homes, and conducting satsang programs in the community, bhakti vriksha, namahata, spreading the mission of Krishna consciousness, all of us engaging as a unified effort, family, all varnas, all ashrams, in spreading the mission of Lord Chaitanya. And I see this so wonderfully expressed here in Sri Sri Radha, Rasbihari Mandir, because there's so much wonderful book distribution here. Grahasthas are sponsoring, they're facilitating, there's wonderful atmosphere, and every day I'm hearing such wonderful book scores, and I'm sure Srila Prabhupada is so happy, he's so proud. So, as we progress in life in Krishna consciousness,
Chaturvanya Maya Shrishtam
guna karma vibhagasah tasya kartram apimam vidya kartram avyayam. Krishna explains in 4th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, text 13, that there are 4 varnas and 4 ashrams. The 4 varnas, Brahmana, Kshatriya, the Vaishya, Shudra, 4 ashrams, Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. We can move through these 4 ashrams. Srila Prabhupada set the example. He went through all 4 ashrams. And similarly, we can also go through these 4 ashrams. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta never entered the Grahastha ashram. He remained Brahmachari throughout life. So some of us, we can also endeavor to stay Brahmachari and enter directly into Sannyas ashram. So Sannyas is a very, very special ashram. I feel I'm qualified to speak about it, having no practical experience. Maharaj is our resident sannyasi here today. Hopefully he can, maybe he can also speak something about his realization, but I'll speak from what I've heard. Then, sannyas means complete dedication to the mission of the spiritual master. There is no other consideration. That ekeha kurunandana, that one becomes one-pointed in his devotional service, his or her devotional service, fully absorbed in the mission of Lord Chaitanya. Prithivitti achayata nagarani gram sarvatra prachara hoive moranam. The spreading of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to every town and village of the world. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
Hare Hare.
Brahmachari life means student life. From the age up till 25, usually, one remains Brahmacharya, or perhaps lifelong, also possible. One studies in the Gurukul, Gurukule, Guruhitam, for the benefit of the Guru. One stays in the Gurukul or the ashram. Then Grahastha life, one enters family life, takes family responsibilities, works a job, has wife, has children, raises children to be Krishna conscious, helps wife to become Krishna conscious. Said by Chanakya, one should not become a guru or a husband or a teacher unless one's dependents can become Krishna consciousness. Then Vanaprastha, the husband and wife may travel through the holy places, becoming detached from family life and sharing one's wisdom, because Vanaprasthas are wise. They're elderly. They have experience. They can share their wisdom with others. And then ultimately, sannyas. First, kutichak sannyas, just staying in a kutir, just outside a village, and families bringing prasadam, but you cannot go back in the village. And then beginning to travel, parivrajakacharya, traveling every town and village of the world. Prabhupada was traveling, he went to Japan with 4 sannyasi disciples, and every 3 days he was traveling to another place. And they said, Prabhupada, you're an old man, why are you doing like this? Prabhupada said, I have to do this just to show you the example how sannyas life is supposed to be. So Prabhupada, he set perfect example. And then ultimately, Paramahamsa, one becomes the top level of sannyas. He considers everyone to be more advanced than himself, and he's fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. But in ISKCON, the standard of sannyas that we are looking for is Parivrajakacharya. We want devotees who can travel and preach this message of Krishna consciousness all over the world. Now, GBC has made a law called Sannyasi Deployment. Deployment means to send, like deploy the troops, the army. If you're having an army, you're fighting, send the troops here, send the troops there, fight here, fight there. So we want to deploy our sannyas candidates and our sannyasis. And the new candidates, they will be deployed 1 or 2 months per year. And the sannyasis in the future will be deployed 8 months a year, sent here, sent there, at the direction of the GBC, at the direction of the leaders of the society. I just have one devotee. He's leaving now. He's 72 years old, Rupa Raghunath Prabhu. And he's a sannyas candidate. And he speaks French. He's from Argentina. So they're sending him to Africa, to all different small African countries, French-speaking, very few devotees there. I've been asked to travel next year to South America, to Peru, Ecuador, Bolivia, Chile, and Brazil. We want to send traveling preachers all over the world. This is Prabhupada's desire for sannyas and ISKCON. Sannyasis should travel and preach. And Srila Prabhupada himself, he sent a wonderful example, following in the footsteps of previous sannyasis. Like today is Srila Vishwaroop Mahotsav. So Vishwaroop took sannyas today. Vishwaroop, after 8 children of Sachi Devi and Jagannath Mishra, after 8 baby girls, after they died, then Sachi Devi and Vishwaroop, they had a baby boy, Vishwaroop. So they loved Vishwaroop so much. And then Nimai took birth, and Vishwaroop, non-different from Lord Nityananda. Vishwaroop, non-different from Balaram. And everyone loved Vishwaroop. And he used to spend so much time with Advaita Acharya and the Vaishnavas. And together they would chant and dance, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Ram,
Hare Ram.
Sachi Devi was worried why Vishwaroop is spending so much time with Advaita Acharya and the other Vaishnavas. Maybe he'll learn about renunciation. Maybe he'll take sannyas. And her fears bore fruit. At the age of 16 years old, Vishwaroop took sannyas from Sripad Krishna Bharati Maharaj in Kashi. And he got the name Sri Shankararanya Maharaj. And he began, he left home, and Sachi Devi and Jagannath Mishra, their hearts were broken. And Jagannath Mishra was so upset that he died. He left his body. So much separation. So then Nimai is alone with Sachi Devi and his wife Vishnupriya. And then Nimai had a dream. And in Nimai's dream, Sri Shankararanya Swami came in his dream. And he said, Nimai, join me. Come, join me for sannyas. And Nimai said in the dream, I cannot do that. You have taken sannyas. I have to take care of our mother and my wife. I will stay. And then Nimai, he reported that dream. Shankararanya Swami said, that is fine. That is very good. Please, you give a message to Sachi Devi that I am offering her my love and affection. So Nimai went to meet Sachi Devi, and he conveyed the message of Sri Shankararanya Swami, that he offers his love and affection. And he told her that, I had the dream, he asked me also to take sannyas. But I said, no, I will not do that. I will remain here with you. And Sachi Devi was very happy. But she was also worried, what if Nimai takes sannyas? What if he becomes aware of renunciation? So she, and at this time Jagannath Mishra was still on the planet, they stopped Nimai from going to school, so he would not learn about renunciation. So Nimai wanted to go to school. He could not go to school. He was doing so much mischief. He was dressing up like a bull and going in with his friends, putting blanket kumbhal over him, putting some bananas like horns. And he would trample the fields, destroying the crops of the householders. And he would lock the door from outside. And there are no bathrooms inside. So morning they would be screaming, help, help, open the door, I have to go to the bathroom. And Nimai would laugh with his friends. And one day, Nimai climbed upon a pile of clay pots. In those days, there was no steel or aluminum pots. Incidentally, aluminum pots cause Alzheimer's disease. We shouldn't use aluminum pots. Steel pots, copper pots are best. So he climbed on these clay pots, and Sachidevi said, "Why are you on these pots? This is dirty. This is muchi." And Nimai said, "This, I'm climbing on the ground. There's no problem. I'm climbing on the pots. Pots are just made of the ground. It's all one. What is the problem?" Sachidevi said, "Where have you heard this Mayavad philosophy? If I put sandesh in your mouth, you will be healthy. But if I put mud in your mouth, you will get sick. Sandesh is also coming from earth, from Prithvi. So it is not all one. There are differentiations. Achintya Beda Beda Tattva." So Lord Chaitanya said, "You are correct." And he came down from the pots. But then she sent him to school. And eventually, Lord Chaitanya also took sannyas, because he was with his students, Nimai Pandit. And he was chanting the names of different gopis in ecstasy. He was exhibiting ecstatic symptoms. So some of the students, they said, "Why are you chanting gopi, gopi? You should be chanting the names of Krishna." And then Lord Chaitanya became angry and said, "You're telling me not to chant gopi's names?" And he picked up a stick and he went chasing after them. And they ran away. And then they came together and said, "He's a brahmana. We are also brahmana. He thinks he will beat us. Next time, we will beat him." So Lord Chaitanya said, "I came to this world as a doctor to give osadi, to cure the disease. But I see the mucus is becoming even more prevalent. The disease is getting worse." So then Lord Chaitanya, he was thinking, "If I can just take sannyas, then people will automatically respect me. And they will make advancement by offering obeisances to me, because I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead." So Lord Chaitanya also took sannyas. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki
jai.
So Srila Prabhupada, following in the footsteps of Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Shankaranya Swami, Madhavendra, Madhvacharya, and even Shankaracharya, and Vishnu Swami, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, and Srila Prabhupada also took sannyas. So this is the day that Srila Prabhupada took sannyas. So Prabhupada went through all four ashrams. He didn't live in a brahmachari ashram like this. He lived at home. But for extensive purposes, he lived like a brahmachari. His father, he taught him deity worship, how to worship the deity. His father arranged mridanga lessons for Prabhupada when Prabhupada was small. Who here is taking mridanga lessons? Just like Prabhupada, right? Jai Ho, Jai Ho. Just like Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada was also arranging Rath Yatra. So he had some practical service organizing festivals. So this was Prabhupada's brahmachari life. Then he was a student. Then he got into grahastha life. He was 22 years old. He was going to college. He got married. He married Radharani Datta. Radharani Datta was 11 years old when Prabhupada was married to her. Prabhupada says one time, she did not know anything. She did not know what sex life was. Once I took her hand and she started to cry. Small girl. Prabhupada did not like her very much. Prabhupada said, "I was considering taking a second wife. But my father, Gaura Mohande, he said, it is very good that you don't like your wife very much. This will help you in the future, because it will be easier to give up family life." So this is actually a blessing by Gaura Mohande. She was a good devotee. She was a nice girl, but Gaura Mohande was very merciful to our Srila Prabhupada by marrying him to a girl that he was not so fond of. It was arranged marriage, of course, and also advised him against second marriage. So he had five children. Prabhupada had five children, and his desire was to earn money and spread Krishna consciousness. 1922, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta had given him the order, spread Krishna consciousness in the English speaking medium. So at that time, Prabhupada had two children. So Prabhupada is thinking, oh, if I was not in married life, I could serve Guru Maharaj's mission now. But he was encumbered. So he had more children, he had businesses. He said, let me do good business, get lots of money. I will print lots of books, I will open temples, I will spread the mission. But his businesses kept failing and failing. He was not doing very well. And then he had five children and he had a dream, Swapna. And in his dream, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj came in his dream and he was beckoning him in the dream, come, 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 Abhaya Charanaravinda, aye, aye, come, come. And Prabhupada woke up and he was thinking, how horrible, how is it possible? I have my job, I have my wife, I have five children. It's not possible now. How horrible to take sannyas. So then he again tried to start his business in Allahabad. And again he had the dream. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta with his danda, big, tall sannyasi, beckoning him. Abhay Charanaravindam.
Aye.
Prabhupada again woke up. Same dream. Not possible. How is it possible? Then 1952, Prabhupada was in Kolkata in his house with his wife and his wife and kids. His wife was not so favorable for preaching Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada would invite guests to come over and he would try to preach to them. And instead of helping him, she would just sit in another room with the children. And I heard that she would take dust from the feather duster and drop it on the guests from one devotee. So she wanted to buy some tea biscuits because she liked to drink tea. So then she took his Bhagavatam and she sold it for tea biscuits. Prabhupada came home. Where is my Srimad Bhagavatam? She said, oh, I sold it for tea biscuits. Srila Prabhupada was so upset. Then Prabhupada said, which do you want? Tea or me? And she said, I think I'll take the tea. Prabhupada said, I'm leaving. Prabhupada packed all of his things. He left the home. His wife and children are thinking, oh, so many times he's gone, he'll come back. But he never went back. He took a 10 rupee train ride to a mat near Calcutta. He went to a place called Jargram. And he joined, there was a Gaudiya Mat there. He joined his god brothers there. After some time, he went to Jhansi. He started preaching in Jhansi. He formed the League of Devotees. Published first book. And it said published by League of Devotees. And who is League of Devotees? It was only Prabhupada. He was doing everything. Writing, editing, getting paper, printing, distributing. Everything Prabhupada was doing. So after Jhansi, they tried to get a property. But one politician's wife blocked it. She wanted the property for some women's club. So she blocked him. So then he went to Vrindavan. And Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan Dham. Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki! Yeah. And he wrote a beautiful song, a poem. I wish we had more time. I'd share it with you. You can read it on your own, called Vrindavan Bhajan. Where are my kinfolk? Where are my friends? Where are my wife, my children? All I have left is a list of names. Everyone is gone. His whole family is gone. And then, again, the dream came to him. Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Swami Prabhupada came in a dream. Sri Abhay Charanavinda, aye! Confirmed. So, Srila Prabhupada was thinking, yes, now I should take sannyas. So he wrote to his godbrother, Srila Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Swami Maharaj in Calcutta, the head of Chaitanya Math. And Prabhupada wrote 3 points. I want to publish my books. I want to take sannyas. I want to travel to the West to preach Krishna consciousness. Please help me. Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj wrote him back, as for sannyas, wait some time. Just come and join our math first. Stay with us for some time. As for printing your books, we want to print so many other books first. So many Goswami grants are there. Let us come, just come, and we will decide which books will be printed. And you can come and stay with us. We have nice, airy, well-lit rooms. You will be very comfortable. There will be no inconvenience. And as far as traveling to the West, well, we will decide who will go and when they will go. And Prabhupada knew they did not have any money. No paisa. We have in ISKCON today, if we want to print some books, no problem. BBT is running. We're printing. But those days, Gaudiya Math, paisa neke pase. Very, very less. So Prabhupada, he was not satisfied with the reply. Why he should travel all the way from Vrindavan to Calcutta just to live in a nice, well-lit, airy room. So then, he contacted his god brother, Bhakti Pragan Keshava Maharaj in Mathura. And Bhakti Pragan Keshava Maharaj wrote him back, yes, Bhakti Vedanta, you should take sannyas immediately. And Prabhupada was a little bit shocked. He wasn't expecting immediately. But then he was thinking, yes, I will do it. Here I'll read what Bhakti Vigyan Keshava wrote. Bhakti Vedanta Prabhu, you must do it. Without accepting the renounced order of life, nobody can become a preacher. So he insisted. Not he insisted. Practically, my spiritual master insisted. He wanted me to become a preacher. So he forced me through this godbrother. You accept. So unwillingly, I accepted. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. September 17, 1959, in Mathura, Srila Prabhupada went there. He was 9 years living outside his house before this day. He went to the Keshav G. Gaudiya Math. And there is a beautiful deities of Radha and Krishna, and also Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya has right hand up, left hand down, like this. And this deity of Lord Chaitanya was donated by Srila Prabhupada. So the devotees there, they knew Srila Prabhupada. There was another devotee there, 90 years old, Sanatan Prabhu. He would also take sannyas. And Akinchita Das Babaji Maharaj, Prabhupada's very close friend, famous for his chanting of beautiful bhajans and Hare Krishna Mahamantra. During the sannyas ceremony, he was playing mridanga and chanting bhajans. And Srila Narayan Maharaj was doing yajna and chanting mantras. And he was chanting mantras, and Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj was chanting bhajans and Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And Prabhupada was telling Akinchinadas Babaji Maharaj, chant louder, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare
And Keshava Maharaj was presiding over the ceremony. And then Keshava Maharaj, he asked, Bhaktivedanta Prabhu, you please speak something. So this is very unusual. In his sannyas diksha, he was asked to speak. Usually, the person giving sannyas will give the lecture. But in this case, our Srila Prabhupada was asked to give the lecture. So he lectured in the English language, even though practically no one spoke English there. Hardly anyone. Even today, you go to Keshavji Gaudiya Math in Mathura, very few devotees will speak English. So Prabhupada gave an English lecture. And then he received his tridant and he became Bhaktivedanta Swami! Swami Maharaj Ki! And our Sanatan Prabhu became Muni Maharaj. And there was a Gaudiya Patrika article on this wonderful occasion. So, just to conclude, Srila Prabhupada has set a wonderful example for all of us. We should try to follow in his footsteps. This is meant for us also, not abruptly, but gradually. Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. We should move in that direction. This is for the benefit of others, that Manushyanam sahasreshum kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam viti takvataha. That this is our chance to fulfill the goal of human life after so many births. And this is a wonderful opportunity for us in our old age. Alternatively, we can die at home with our family and our domestic animals. We should take sannyas, and this is a declaration of dedication to the order of the spiritual master. We should be grateful to Srila Prabhupada and his followers for this opportunity, and we should strive to follow in his footsteps. At this time, I would like to express my appreciation to all the devotees here this morning. Thank you for tolerating me so long. Please forgive me, I've gone a little bit over time. And beg all of your blessings. Thank you very much. Granturai Srimad Bhagavatam ki Shri Vishrupa Mahotsava ki Srila Prabhupada Sannyas Anniversary ki Srila Prabhupada ki Tai Gaur Premanande. Yeah.